Hey, thanks for joining us on another Marlins Rewind. What started as Jose Day quickly dissolved into San Fran morning as the Marlins and Giants played 14 full innings. Today's Fish Family bonus code is free baseball. There was plenty of it. And for the full rewind of all 14, here's Geff.
It was a 14-round heavyweight fight. It was a 14-round chess match tonight at Marlins Park. And in the end, the Giants prevail. A wild night of baseball. Giants squeak out an 8-7 win. What a disappointing way to start this six-game homestand for the Marlins. Jose Fernandez and Johnny Cueto were the starters here tonight, both All-Stars. Cueto started the All-Star game. Jose relieved him in the second inning in San Diego last month. Didn't expect 15 runs and 31 hits with those two on the mound. Most of the damage didn't come against Jose or Cueto, though, in this ball game. Jose was terrific. Six innings of six-hit, one-run ball. He was able to keep the Giants off the scoreboard in the fourth inning when, in a scoreless ball game, Giants had men at first and second, two down. Johnny Cueto singled to right field, and Giancarlo Stanton came up big. He threw Brandon Crawford out the plate to end the fourth inning and keep this ball game scoreless. In the bottom of the fourth, a leadoff walk for Martin Prado, man on for Christian Yelich. 3-2, Prado runs, Yelich drives one to the gap, left center field. That's going to get down and roll all the way to the wall. Prado running well around third base, racing toward the plate. The relay throw from Crawford is not in time. An RBI double for Christian Yelich, and the Marlins break out on top 1-0. Martin Prado playing with that very bad big toe. He fouled a pitch off that big toe in Denver yesterday in a lot of pain, but he was out there tonight, and his night would even get better than that. After the Yelich double, he was at second with still nobody out for Giancarlo Stanton. Now Stanton, same area, line drive, left center field. That's down for a hit. Here comes Yelich, and it's 2-0 Marlins. The Giants got a run back in the fifth inning, an RBI double by Buster Posey. Made it a 2-1 game, but Miami exploded against Cueto in the fifth. Jose Fernandez leadoff single. He was erased on a D. Gordon ground ball, so D was at first with one out for Prado.
Here's the 3-2, and Prado hits the ball to left field. He drives this ball deep toward the Clevelander. It is up, up and away. A line drive home run right into the seats of the Clevelander. Martin Prado with a two-run home run, and the Marlins have a 4-1 lead.
Next man up, Christian Yelich.
Here's a high fly ball, deep right center off the bat of Christian Yelich. Up, up, and away. Back to back, Prado and Yelich. 5-1 Marlins.
Second time the Marlins have gone back to back this season. First time since June when Stanton and Ozuna did it right here against the Rockies. So it was 5-1, and Johnny Cueto was done after five innings. Six hits, five runs. He walked one, struck out five, allowed a couple of home runs back-to-back, 76 pitches, 52 strikes. He left for a pinch hitter in the sixth inning, and it remained a 5-1 Marlins lead into inning number seven. In the seventh, Hunter Cervenka took over for Jose, who had worked six innings of six-hit, one-run ball. And with a four-run lead, Cervenka, in his second Marlins appearance, did not have a good night. He allowed an infield hit to Denard Span. Angel Pagan then singled, putting runners to the corners. Brandon Belt ripped a two-run double, and suddenly it was a 5-3 game, and Cervenka was done after facing three men and allowing three hits. Nick Whitgren came out of the bullpen. Buster Posey greeted him with an RBI single to make it a 5-4 ball game. And after a base hit by Brandon Crawford, his third, Giants had a couple of men on base for Hunter Pence. 1-2 to Pence is lined out to center field. Ozuna comes on and falls in front of him for a base hit to tie the game. The Giants have scored four in the seventh. We're back where we began. 5-5. And the Giants weren't done in that seventh inning after a sacrifice bunt by Joe Panik got the go-ahead man to third. Reliever Brian Ellington came on and let one get away. And the pitch on the way goes to the backstop. JT races back there, but he won't get a throw to the plate in time. It's a wild pitch. And just like that, it's a five-run inning and a 6-5 San Francisco advantage. But all was not lost. In the bottom of the seventh inning, Will Smith, just recently acquired from the Brewers, came on to pitch. The lefty reliever allowed a base hit to D. Gordon. D. had three hits in the ballgame tonight. D. went to third on a double by Martin Prado. So with second and third and nobody out, down by a run, up stepped Christian Yelich. Smith, a 2-2 to Yelich. and it's ripped on a hop off the glove of the second baseman out into short center field. One run is in. Here comes a second. Yelich has a four RBI night, and the lead again belongs to the Marlins. They've come back to go up 7-6. But Kyle Bearclaw couldn't make that lead stand up in the eighth inning. He walked the first two men, Denard Span and Adrian Pagan. He came back to strike out Brandon Belt and Buster Posey, so he had a chance to escape. He had a one-run lead, two on, two outs, going after the big star of the night, Brandon Crawford. The 0-1 to Crawford is looped out toward right, coming on Giancarlo, and he can't get it. Picks it up on a hop, one run's going to score, and we're tied at 7. And it would stay 7-7 for a long while. Fernando Rodney with a scoreless top of the ninth. Hunter Strickland a scoreless bottom of the ninth. In the 10th inning, Mike Dunn set down the side 1-2-3. But in the bottom of the 10th, Hunter Strickland did the same. So he went to the 11th in a 7-7 ball game. Looked like the Giants were poised to grab the lead in the 11th. Buster Posey, a leadoff walk against Mike Dunn. He went to third base on a single by Brandon Crawford. So there were men at first and third with nobody out in the 11th. When Dustin McGowan was called upon to face Hunter Pence. McGowan, the 2-2 to Pence. A swing and a miss. He struck him out. That's one. No, that was one. He needed two more. They walked Joe Panic intentionally. So now the bases were loaded for the Giants with one out. Tie game. Top 11th. McGowan going after Eduardo Nunez. Here's the 2-2. And Nunez rolls one to third base. Charged by Rojas. He comes home. They get one. And there are two outs in the inning. So now McGowan was one out away from ending it, but he'd need some help as in that 11th inning he went after pinch hitter Trevor Brown. McGowan, the 0-2, Brown, ground ball, left side, Etch dives for it, has it, goes to second. They got the force out on a bang-bang play. Nunez out by a whisker, and McGowan escapes, leaving the bases loaded.
That's incredible. What an escape by McGowan. That's our move of the game, brought to you by the official movers of the Marlins. All My Sons Moving and Storage. When it comes time to move your family, let All My Sons be your official movers too. Learn more at allmysons.com. McGowan stayed out there, pitched a scoreless 12th inning. In the 13th with one out, he allowed a triple to Brandon Crawford. Crawford's sixth hit of the night to tie a Giants franchise record. But with the go-ahead man at third and one out, the infield came in. Hunter Pence had a ground ball up the middle that Echevarria played. He looked the runner back. He was not running on contact. Etch threw out Pence for the second out. So then, with a runner at third and two down, back-to-back intentional walks to Panic and Nunez loaded the bases. And in that 13th inning, McGowan went after pinch hitter Madison Bumgarner, the pitcher, in the pitcher spot. Bumgarner, as good a hitting pitcher as there is in the game, but he struck out, and we were through 13 still. 7-7. McGowan was running on fumes as he went out there for the 14th inning. He'd thrown 48 pitches in his first three innings of relief. In the 14th, he allowed a leadoff single to Denard Span, but he then got a double play ball from Andrew Pagan. Two outs, nobody on. He walked Brandon Belt. He then walked Buster Posey. So McGowan done after 62 pitches, 39 strikes. Marlins had used everybody in their bullpen except A.J. Ramos, who was unavailable tonight because of that jammed finger on his pitching hand. So the Marlins turned to starting pitcher Andrew Cashner, who's due to pitch Friday against the White Sox. Cashner came on in the 14th inning with two men on and two men out, facing Brandon Crawford, looking to make baseball history with a seventh hit and looking to give the Giants the lead in the 14th inning.
Andrew Cashner looks back at the lead runner. Here's the pitch. And here's a ball lined out into right center. Ozuna charges, picks it up. Being waved as the lead runner, Belt. Here's the throw to the plate, not in time. Belt scores.
And they would get Crawford trying to stretch it to second base on that play to end the inning, but the Giants had the lead 8-7 in the 14th. In the bottom of the 14th, Miguel Rojas facing George Contos in his second inning, bounced out to second. Edeni Echevarria struck out. Etch tonight went 0-6 to end his 8-game hitting streak. Down to the final out, the Marlins still had life, though, when Chris Johnson worked a walk. But D. Gordon hit into a fielder's choice to end it. And in 14 long innings, the Giants prevail tonight 8-7. For San Francisco, 8 runs, 18 hits, no errors, 18 men left on base. For the Marlins, 7 runs, 13 hits, 1 error. They leave 6. George Contos, the winner, with 2 scoreless innings out of the bullpen. He's 3-2. Dustin McGowan is as undeserving a losing pitcher as you will ever see. McGowan falls to 1-3. He went 3 2/3 innings, 3 hits, 1 run. He walked 5 in this game. three of them intentionally, struck out two. He threw 62 pitches in 3 2/3 innings of relief tonight. But Giants prevail 8-7. Time of the game was 5 hours, 34 minutes. And a crowd of 22,806 was on hand, at least at the outset. Giants with the winner 64-48, just their seventh win in 22 games since the All-Star break. Marlins, meanwhile, have started this six-game homestand off with a loss to fall to 59-53 overall, now 29-25 here at Marlins Park. A total of 42 players appeared in this ball game tonight. 21 Marlins, 21 Giants. The only Marlins on the 25-man roster did not get into this game. A.J. Ramos, who we told you was unavailable out of the bullpen, and three starting pitchers, Tom Kohler, David Phelps, and Adam Conley. For the Giants, 21 players. They didn't use reliever Javier Lopez. They didn't use three of their starting pitchers. They didn't use Matt Moore, who goes here tomorrow. They didn't use Jeff Samardzija, who pitches here on Wednesday. And they didn't use their other starter, Matt Cain. So 42 players combined for the two teams. Marlins tied a club record using nine pitchers in this game. They'd use nine against the Reds in a ballgame here September 16th, 2012. Marlins pitchers tonight combined to throw 283 pitches in this ballgame. The Giants staff threw a final total of, I believe it was 197 pitches. Yes, it was, 197. So a total of 480 pitches were thrown in this 5-hour, 34-minute, 14-inning marathon. And the Giants pull it out by the final of 8-7.
Tonight, Miami tries to take Game 2 of the series before Wednesday afternoon's game. It's Tom Kohler's turn tonight. Kyle Seeloff tees us up at 6:40. Then Hall of Fame radio broadcaster Dave Van Horn and Glenn Geffner join you for the play-by-play at 7:10. Download the MLB at Bat app, go to MLB.com, tune your radio to 940 Wins, and listen along the Marlins Radio Network.